from National Public Radio. Again, Blues Till 1 this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry is located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110. Online at drannlawrence.com.
I'm looking for somebody right now. It won't hurt me, won't let me down. I ain't waiting for just anyone. Now you've heard advertised. Don't be surprised at all these rumors. Lies, lies, lies. That ain't enough to satisfy. Satisfy. Certified lover. That's what I need. That's what I need. So many people come and go, saying good night. Someone you'll never know. They got a pain deep in my soul. So we go.
Thank you.
Certified lover. That's what I need. That's what I need. Oh, yeah. Certified
group Southern Hospitality from the disc Easy Livin'. This came out last year. The group consists of Damon Fowler on guitar and vocals, Victor Wainwright on vocals and keyboards, J.P. Soares also on vocals and guitar and a few other instruments, Chuck Raleigh on bass, Chris Pete on drums. Interesting group. They got together for this this disc, and it did pretty well for them last year on blues charts and blues radio programs around the country. Damon Fowler himself has been doing quite well. He's been recording for Blind Pig Records for some years now. He's originally from Florida. Tab Benoit that did the production on this this disc, as he has on the latest disc by Damon Fowler. And again, this the disc is called Easy Livin' Southern Hospitality. The number is called Certified Lover. And that brings us into the third hour of the Blues Box here on a Friday on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the program, and hope you stay tuned for more good music at 1 o'clock with Nick Spitzer's American Roots, followed by Roger Cash's program Freetown Radio. Another disc from last year, Blues with a Mood, music from Big Bill Morganfield, Muddy Waters' son. Here's Big Bill Morganfield with Money's Getting Cheaper.
It's so hard to find. is getting cheaper, and it's getting hard to find. If things get worse, man, I'm gonna be in the welfare line. Yes, I will. People, I wonder what my poor kids gonna do. So hard to find. Mine is getting cheaper and so hard to find. A dollar feels like a quarter and $2 feels like 50 cents.
Good. handbag, trips around the world. No more fancy cars, Cadillacs and Mercedes Benz. Think about it, baby. What are you gonna do? Cease and desist. Girl, you better stop your evil ways. I want it plainly understood. I'll be gone. I'll be gone for good. Yeah. Oh, man. I want it plainly understood. I'll be gone for good.
Gone for Good, the Holmes Brothers from their brand new disc, Brotherhood. They're originally from Christchurch, Virginia. They've had a number of discs out, a lot of them on Alligator Records, and they always have interesting harmonies and very interesting compositions. Before we heard the Holmes Brothers, we heard Big Bill Morganfield from his disc, Blues with a Mood. Big Bill did a number called Money's Getting Cheaper. Again, Big Bill Morganfield is a son of McKinley Morganfield, the late, great Muddy Waters. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to someone originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, moved to Chicago to go to school back in the 60s, and by 1965, he was part of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, so cutting-edge blues band back then. And we're talking about Elvin Bishop. He's been a survivor, whereas Butterfield and Bloomfield weren't. Bishop's had a number of albums and discs out. We're going to turn to his disc, Getting My Groove Back, that came out in 2005. Here's Bishop on guitar and vocals. He also has a special guest, Henry Butler from New Orleans, on piano on this track, a number called Blues Train.
Bishop's my name. I'm your engineer on this old blues train. It's groove transportation, runs all across the nation. Here's your invitation, come on to the station, let's ride.
Ride that blues train.
Music go to waste. Kick back, relax, and get you another taste. We got whiskey by the jug, all the beer that you can chug. And for fellas like me, Diet Pepsi, caffeine free. Takes a hell of a dude to get a groove out of a thing like that. But whatever butters your biscuit, boy, that's where it's at. Now while I'm here juicing, getting mellow with the fans, let me introduce you to the fellas in the band. We got Bobby and Ian, Willis, Ed, and Jerome. And I don't know what they've been drinking, but they got a thing going on. We even got Henry Butler over here sitting in, playing so much piano till it's a shame and a sin. Now, I don't care if you're from Paris, Texas, or Paris, France. When they get to jamming, you're going to have to jump up and dance. Let's ride.
Come on and ride, ride that blues train.
run down the menu for you. We got hot links, chicken, and pork rib barbecue. Good collard greens and plenty of cornbread, too. Talk about having a whole trainload of fun. We got a thousand women here, good looking, everyone. They're drinking and dancing and digging these blues. They look like they fooled around here and got in the mood. That's right.
Delbert McClinton recorded in Austin for Austin City Limits back in 1989. Maybe Someday, Baby. Delbert was preceded by Elvin Bishop. We heard Elvin from the disc Getting My Groove Back. Again, that came out in 2005. And Elvin Bishop did a number called Blues Train. And again, he had as a special guest on piano on that track, New Orleans pianist Henry Butler. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
We turn now to the concert calendar and take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, the Cathead Biscuit Boys will be playing at Artmosphere, and also this evening, the Wayne Blue Burns Band is going to be at Agave downtown. Also, the Modern Jazz Movement plays Blue Dog Cafe. Gino Delafosse is at Cowboys. The Lost Bayou Ramblers and the Rayo Brothers will perform at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. is at Imonelli. Resophonic with Jamie Kelly at Dewey's in Youngsville. Jambalaya will be at Randall's. There are three bands performing tonight at the Wild Salmon. And Kurt Boudreau will play Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. And tomorrow, also starting at noon, a number of bands playing at Artmosphere, Makers Reel, Double Wide, the Rayo Brothers, and quite a number of others. And then tomorrow night, the Wayne Blue Burns Band will be at Agave 2. Sassafras Jubilee plays Blue Dog Cafe. Donnie and the Pooldoos will be at McGee's Landing tomorrow night. Kurt Boudreau, we mentioned at Tokyo Sushi Live. Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars at La Poussière and Breaux Bridge. There'll be a Hometown Boys Jam at the Richard Sale Barn in Abbeville tomorrow night. And Les Bons Sons, as well as Bubba Hebert and the New Morris Playboy Band, will be performing at Liberty Theater for the Rendezvous des Cajuns tomorrow night. And also tomorrow, there's the fourth annual Bluesberry Festival Blue Moon Saloon here in Lafayette. Things start up at 6 p.m. with music featuring A.J. Primo and the Bad Cats. That's followed by the Inner City Rhythm and Blues Band. And then finally, Little Buck Senegal will close out the evening at the Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. And there's also a Jefferson Street Art Walk in downtown Lafayette tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, Ray's Island Sounds will be heard at Blue Dog Cafe. Horace Trahan and the Austin Express will be at Whiskey River, Forest and Friends, and also Steve Adams at McGee's Landing Sunday, Zydeco Ray at Randall's. Gina Delafosse will be at Route 92 Sunday, also Scream Out Loud and Variants at the Feed and Seed. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys will play from 1 to 4 p.m. at Vermilionville Sunday afternoon. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. There's also a jam at the Golden Flamingo Nightclub. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night is a night for a Cajun jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. And we have definitely some local talent next. Little Buck Senegal will be playing tomorrow night at the Blue Moon Saloon. Here's Buck from his disc Bad Situation with a cover of Highway Bound. Highway Blues, I should say. Little Buck Senegal.
Rocks in my pillow, cornbread in my bed. Highway is my name, I might as well be dead. I'm rolling, rolling down the line. That woman left me, almost lost my mind. I got one pair of shoes, don't have a change of clothes. shoes don't even have a chance to close. You know that woman left me, walked right out my door. In my pillow, cornbread in my bed, highway is my name, I might as well be dead. I'm moving down the line. My woman left me, almost lost my mind.
from 1977. That was Lonesome Sundown, born Cornelius Green near Donaldsonville, Louisiana, many years ago. Lived in New Orleans, also Jefferson Parish, Jenneret, Port Arthur, Texas, Opelousas, finally moved out to the West Coast. He recorded, career started recording for back in the 50s and early 60s for J.D. Miller out of Crowley, Louisiana, and that's where he got his stage name, Lonesome Sundown. That, of course, was Louisiana Lover Man. And Lonesome Sundown was preceded by another fine Acadiana area artist. We hear Little Buck Senegal from his disc Bad Situation doing a number called Highway Blues, an old Clifton Chenier tune. Buck played, of course, with Clifton Chenier on some of his really, really great R. Hooley Records recordings. And in fact, Lonesome Sundown also played with Clifton Chenier's band back in 1955. Little Buck, of course, will be playing tomorrow night, as mentioned, at the Blue Moon Saloon, one of a number of artists playing during their Bluesberry Festival. We're going to turn next, headed east on I-10 from the Acadiana area. We're going to go to New Orleans and listen to Irma Thomas.
Thank you. Support for this program is provided by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, presenting the Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival June 14th and 15th in New Orleans, sponsored in part by the Louisiana Office of Tourism. Musical guests include Gino Delafosse, Beau Soleil, and Rosie LaDay. For more information and a complete music schedule, the website is CajunZydecoFest.com or LouisianaTravel.com.
Chases men in between. Yeah, she's a gambling woman. She chases men in between. Yeah, she's a mean, mean woman. The meanest woman I ever seen. I'll be home late last Friday, that's what you said. Yes, I'll be home. Late last Friday, that's what you said. Yeah, the way my baby treats me sometimes, I wish that I was dead.
Freddie King on guitar and vocals from a 1970 release. The disc is called My Feeling for the Blues. Freddie doing a number called I Wonder Why. He was preceded by Irma Thomas here on KRVS. We heard Irma Thomas from 1997 doing a number called Dr. Feel Good. We just heard Freddie King. We're going to turn to yet another Texas blues artist. We're going to turn to Mance Lipscomb from Navasota, Texas. First recorded back in 1960 by Chris Strachwitz of Arhuli Records. Here's Mance Lipscomb with the Easy Rider Blues.
Well, I wonder where my Easy Rider done gone. Well, I wonder where my Easy Rider done gone. She's an Easy Rider, easy way for me. The time here is better down the road. Well, it's a good time here, but it's better down the road. Oh, I heard my baby call my name. Yes, I thought I heard my baby call my name. She didn't call so loud, call so nice and plain. Feel the Mara like I feel today. I feel tomorrow like I feel today. I can sit right here like a thousand miles away. All I'm gonna, daddy's gonna sit down on a stool. All I'm gonna, daddy's gonna sit down on a stool. I hung my head and cried. But well, there's so many days I hung my head and cried. Didn't have no blues, just won't satisfy. Well, I had my pistol and you down in some wood. Well, I had my pistol, you down in some wood. I'd shoot you up so bad you couldn't do no man no good. Late last night I lay down across my bed. Well, late last night I lay down across my bed. Just a while for the I was talking out my head. Everybody but me. Oh, everybody got an easy rider but me.
These gabble nipples bite too hard. I want that gavel to bump. Some gavel never fight too hard. I step back in my kitchen and it's framing up in my backyard.
From Chicago, a recording in Chicago in September of 1929. That was Blind Lemon Jefferson. Lemon originally from Couchman, Texas, between 1926 and his death in December of 1929. He recorded nearly 100 tunes and was one of the most influential rural bluesmen of the decade of the 1920s. Many, many people copied his style, Blind Lemon Jefferson. He was preceded by Mance Lipscomb here on KRVS. We heard Navasota, Texas, Mance Lipscomb doing a number called Easy Rider Blues, and from there we head to Houston, Texas in the summer of 1961. Here's Lightning Hopkins.
Sound like I can hear it in my bell, bell ringing all in my ear. Sound like I can hear it in the morning. Bell, bell ringing all in my ear. Yeah, I knew that I was gonna leave on a chariot, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here. I want you to remember every living creeper, every living creeper's bound to die. To remember every living creeper, every living creeper's bound to die. Yeah, you know when that chariot come at you, they'll break, run, and try to hide. Chariot gonna take me away from here.
Death Bells. Again, Lightning Hopkins from the summer of 1961, recorded in Houston, Texas. That was his home by then. He was beginning to get a new audience. He had been a traditional blues artist, first recording in the late 1940s, and by the early 60s, he was starting to appeal to a lot of the audiences of the folk music boom that had started in the late 50s. So he was on his way again, and one of the most recorded blues artists as far as single recordings were concerned. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We are at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public